I suppose, like, you kind of get out of it what you put in. So if you train really hard, then you should do well in the end in, like, competitions and stuff. And then if I don't know, if I don't do as well as I like at a competition, then I don't think, oh, my God, this training's not paying off. I don't want to do it anymore. I just think, well, I need to work harder. Well, yeah, you have to be quite organised to fit, like, training around exams and just, like, homework and stuff, which is quite annoying sometimes. Yeah, and then especially next year, because I'll be in year 11, I'll have GCSEs and quite a lot of them. Like, this year I had three, and I had a European the weekend before, like, all the exams, which was quite bad timing. But yeah, if you kind of take your revision with you and stuff, then you can just do a bit and then you should do all right, really. I train about 3.5 hours on Monday, and then about 4 on Wednesday, and then about 2.5 on Friday, and then about 5 at the weekend on Saturday. So yeah, quite a lot. It's quite like a good sport for making friends, because in, like, competitions, if you don't really know anyone and other people don't really know other people, then you can just talk to them and you can both help each other out with, because if you're climbing the same route, then you can just kind of both give each other advice on it and stuff. And then, yeah, you just end up being friends, really. And then it's quite good because you can go on trips, like, climbing outdoors. Like, last year I went away to Spain. No, this year, actually, in February. With some of my friends from climbing, and you can just do stuff like that, which, yeah, helps. I just did outdoor climbing, so, like, on rock, and it was just kind of to relax a bit, really, like, no training or comps.